Every day we hear reports that allude to the Sunni Triangle, a region that's home to many Iraqi Arabs, as opposed to Kurds or Turkmen, who are Sunni Muslims, as opposed to the majority Shiite Muslims. For more on this region, the Sunni Triangle, we turn now to Professor Adid Dawisha, who's a political scientist at Miami University in Ohio. And Adid Dawisha, first, is this phrase, the Sunni Triangle, is that a phrase that Iraqis have long used to describe a place in Iraq? And if so, where is that place exactly?
No, I don't think that the Iraqis ever used the term Sunni Triangle. And in fact, if you look at where the real resistance to the Americans is, I would say it's more like a rectangle than a triangle. We're talking about the area which is bounded by Baghdad in the south, Tikrit to the north, the city of Ramadi to the west, and Baquba to the east. This is the heart of tribal Sunni society in Iraq.
It's an area of small towns, small cities. How do you describe it?
These are small towns. They probably are no more than villages, but as a result of Saddam's largesse over the last 15 years have grown and can be called towns. Many of these people who lived there partook in the illicit trade, the smuggling that was going on in Iraq, certainly during the sanctions regimes in the 90s, so that in terms of trade, in terms of prosperity, they gained a lot under Saddam. But in a sense, in terms of population, they remained small. These are the towns that were kind of tribal in their identity, as well as having received much of the privileges that Saddam brought them, and as a result became the backbone of Saddam's support.
So tribal identity for the people in the region we're talking about is a real political and social identity, not just a point of kinship.
Absolutely, very much so. And in fact, what is interesting is that Saddam Hussein accentuated these tribal identities. In the 50s and 60s and even into the 70s, these tribal identities were, in a sense, looked down upon. If you look at all the political pamphleteering, if you look at what people would say on radio or television, you would see that anything that is kind of tribal was met with disdain. This was supposed to be reactionary, retrogressive. It was Saddam, in fact, and particularly in the 90s, that began to resurrect this tribal identity, because he found that, in fact, his support came mainly from this group, and by increasing their tribal solidarity, his support got larger.
Well, you've corrected us on the geometric shape of this area. Is it, however, the place in which opposition to the U.S. presence in Iraq is based, and is it where many of these attacks spring from?
Yeah, I've done an analysis over the last 2 weeks on the attacks on the Americans since April 9, and I found that this area is responsible for 45% to 46% of the deaths in the American troops, and in fact is responsible for over 66% of the attacks on the American troops. So you can see how localized and how concentrated this resistance is to the Americans.
Before I let you go, I just want to return to this phrase, the Sunni Triangle. You say it's not an Iraqi phrase. It doesn't have any Arabic origin. Is this Pentagonese, or was it a British colonial phrase? Or are you all familiar with it, all of you who study Iraq, or what?
You know, I don't know how it came about. In terms of the Arabic source, I personally, maybe somebody else has, I personally have never heard the phrase Al-Muthallath al-Sunni, which is the Sunni Triangle that we now hear so much about.
Professor Dawisha, thank you very much for talking with us once again.
Thank you.
Adid Dawisha, who is a political scientist at Miami University in Ohio, spoke to us from member station WMUB in Oxford, Ohio.